KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. We are joined in studio by Roxanne Vineyard. She's the Director of Enrollment Management for Hope Christian Schools. And before I let Roxanne say hi, I am going to just say this really simply. We've all been through our public school system, a lot of private schools around town. Hope has been open, in-person learning through the whole thing, and there's really cool results of that. So, Roxanne, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much for having me.
And in fact, you told me off the air that enrollment's actually increasing pretty substantially at Hope.
It is. You know, it's been a complete blessing from God to be able to reach additional families. So we are very thankful.
You know, I love the story of how you got acquainted with Hope and you were impressed enough to start working for the school. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So I actually worked in higher education for about 8 years. And I worked with students all over the state of New Mexico to recruit them for college. And my favorite school by far was always Hope. And that was mainly just the interactions that I had with the students.
Yeah. Now, you know, I know that it's difficult for, well, I can tell you it was difficult for me when I was in high school, which was long before you were born. I didn't like school that much, but I went to play college basketball, so I had to go to school to be eligible. I know that's a pathetic excuse for getting grades, but that was my motivation. Now, as I'm talking, I want our listeners to understand, I like to talk about Hope. I'm a little bit selfish there because all five of my children went from kindergarten all the way through high school. A total blessing. And I just have to say, I've been really impressed with that. But I like to talk about what's going on at Hope because I also think it's an example to our public schools. It's examples to, because the public schools seem to be struggling because of public policy decisions. And really all they need to do is go to Hope and talk to them about some best practices and the COVID protocols and all those different things. It's just been amazing results. So to get back to, I think that a lot of kids that you talk with are not only prepared for college, but they're also interested in going. It's not just their parents wanting them to go.
Absolutely. And being prepared for college is so much more than just academics. It's the social part of it. It's them having the maturity to make decisions independent of their parents. Mm-hmm. And I believe Hope sets them up to be successful and to make the right decisions.
Yeah, making choices independent of your parents, that's interesting because there were three reasons that I wanted my kids to go there. The first one was it's a Christ-centered community and other parents actually help you raise your kids. We had five. And it was neat not to even ask, but there were coaches. There were people helping us drive our kids from here to there. They were volunteering in the classroom. You may have, you know, 20 kids in a classroom and one teacher, but you always got two or three parents helping out.
Absolutely. It's definitely a community. Everybody's looking out for each other, and we're all there to help every student along the way.
The other thing, and maybe the most important reason, there's two more, but the most important one was it allows, you allow at Hope, you allow people to ask questions about their faith. They can say, man, I don't know, why should I believe in God? They can actually ask that question.
Absolutely. We don't expect our students to be perfect when they come to us. We want to allow them the opportunity to get to know and love Jesus just as much as we do.
Well, I remember comparative religion classes and studies about atheism. I mean, the school really tries to cover all that ground.
Yes, absolutely. We want our students to be strong in their faith because it's the decision that they've made.
Here's a fun thing. This is a dad perspective. I enjoyed the student culture, and one thing in particular, we're all worried about when our children start dating. So again, my children went there from the time they were in kindergarten. So you see that interest starting to happen in middle school and so forth, and when they actually start to date, it wasn't parent directed that they did this, but almost everything they did was in groups. You know, I didn't have to worry about that boy taking my daughter to who knows where. And, you know, they better have him home. My daughter works here, so she's smiling in the other room. But, you know, we have the, you know, the proverbial discussions about, yeah, I'm going to have that loaded shotgun when this guy comes to pick you up. I never had to worry about stuff like that at Hope because the kids themselves, they made those decisions to do things in a group. And I think they had a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And that was my experience working with them through a higher education perspective, is they were able to make these adult decisions at a young age. And it was incredible to see. And it was every student that I interacted with. So really just very encouraging.
So more and more students interested now. Is that because of some of the limitations and non-in-person learning? I don't know if that's the right way to term it, but you have in-person learning at Hope. If somebody does come down with COVID, it's actually not that big a deal because you have protocols in place, technology in place for them to continue looking at school lessons and participating even in class.
Absolutely. And because we were in person last year, we've already had a year of kind of working out the kinks. We know what works for our students and their families. And so we're a well-oiled machine at this point.
Yeah, it's good stuff. If somebody's interested in what's going on at Hope, how do they get in touch? And are you taking applications now?
Absolutely. So we just opened our applications for fall of 22, and we are still taking applications for this year as well. So we're definitely encouraging families that are looking to come our way next year to put in an application early, just to hopefully secure their spot as soon as possible.
But you're even considering taking people next semester.
We are. We have what we call rolling admissions. And so if we have spots open in grades, we can always try to place students during the school year.
Okay, you're a young woman, young mom. How about you and your kids at Hope?
Yes, absolutely. I have a 2-year-old, so he is the cutest and the light of my life. And he will be attending Hope next year through their preschool program. And this was a decision that my husband and I made prior to me working for Hope. We knew we wanted to set him up for success. And because of my experience with the graduates and seeing the type of people, young men and women they were, I really wanted to place my son in an environment that would foster that.
Roxanne, when you made the decision to go to work in higher education, you worked for a university. What kind of things should a child be thinking about? Maybe I should direct this to you about in reference to parents. When a parent is worried about their children's education, what should they be focused on? What do the kids need to be successful in college?
Absolutely. So we always look at it as educating the whole child. It goes so much beyond academics. We want them to be able to make decisions and to work through problems. So when they face adversity, they know how to handle it and work through it and not shy away from it. So students really need the opportunity to fail and grow from that experience. And I believe Hope presents a lot of opportunities for students to get that diverse background.
Well, and at least I can tell you my own experience, there was plenty of failures and plenty of parent-teacher meetings with my parents back in the day. That happens also at Hope. But, I mean, when I say that, I don't mean to say, hey, there's all these discipline problems, because really there's a different atmosphere. There's a different culture. There's even a different peer pressure there.
There is, absolutely.
And it's positive.
I would agree. I mean, I think that the community holds each other accountable at Hope. The students are really there to learn from each other and their teachers. And the teachers are invested in them outside of the classroom. It's not just about what they're doing during that class period, but they want to know who they are as people.
What about extracurricular activities like art?
Yes, so we have a great art program. We actually do an annual art show, and it's quite impressive. Our students are incredibly talented. And we do offer music and drama and broadcast journalism, so great opportunities.
My job is in trouble. I'm teasing. No, and we'd love, in fact, recently met with Terry Heisey, head of school, and Connie Higgs, the middle school principal, and Linda Brazier. They were on a month or 6 weeks ago, and we had a fun time talking with them. And we're actually trying to do something at Calvary Church. And by the way, I'm letting other people know about this. There's going to be students that are prepared the broadcast students, they're going to know how to learn, use cameras. They're all kinds of things. So a lot of the churches now are using all kinds of multimedia, and that even includes social media posts and every other kind of thing. So Hope, and I hope this works out with Hope for Calvary and other churches to start, not only providing internships, but maybe even employment to students that want to go into ministry.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And when you mention internships, it's actually something that we offer to all of our seniors. Their last basically quarter of the year, they're working in their interested field to get some real life experience.
Yeah, I know my youngest daughter worked in a NICU with babies, holding babies, and she absolutely, that's why she's a nursing student right
now. Wow, that's incredible.
My oldest son worked for Walmart. He's now close to 30 years old, and he was involved in accounting and some doing different things, and now that's exactly what he does for a living. He's an accountant and looking at financials and different things. In fact, he developed a spreadsheet when he was 18 years old for Walmart in Albuquerque, because if you've walked into Walmart and you see the customer service area where they have all those return items in the baskets, and I mean, it's so disorganized. I don't know what that is. Well, Jimmy actually figured out a way to log all of that on a spreadsheet and then incorporate it back in as return items so it could actually account for those.
Well, that is incredible. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. That was my experience with the graduates of Hope, is they were just able to apply real world application as young as 17 and 18, which was incredible to see.
What do you do if you want to look more into Hope? I mean, are there ways for parents and students to visit the campus and all those kinds of things?
Yes, we have our first open house coming on November 18th, which is a Thursday, and that will be at 8:30 in the morning. We also have shadowing opportunities for our middle school and high school applicants. If they would like to come see what it's like to be a Hope student for the day, they can actually shadow a current Hope student and sit in classrooms.
Yeah, and actually go through everything.
Absolutely. Get a taste for what the teachers are like, what the passing period is like, even what our cafeteria food is like. So it gives them a really good experience.
We're on the radio this afternoon with Roxanne Vineyard. She's the Director of Enrollment Management at Hope Christian Schools. If you need more information about Hope Christian, you can go to hopechristianschool.org. A lot of information there available. And Roxanne Vineyard will be with us through the bottom of the hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Great Omission. That's what one author said the Great Mission has become. Obviously not acceptable. At KLYT, we know this great mission task is one for the church. Through October, we're putting a spotlight on a global outpost for the gospel. Slave Velasinov, serving with Calvary Church Global Missions in Croatia.
I'm driving a car which is about 20 years old. We travel about 60,000 miles per year. It's now time for us to get a new one, because this one, it stops sometimes on the highway. The oil lumps are overheated. We need a new car, and we hope by the end of the year we are going to be able to get it.
Support this month for Slave Velasinov will go towards a new vehicle critical in assisting him and his team to be part of fulfilling the command of Jesus in our lifetime. Support this ministry at KLYT.FM.
Please save the date for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home annual holiday affair, benefit dinner, and auction Saturday, November 15th at the Embassy Suites Hotel, 5 p.m. Our annual holiday affair, benefit dinner, and auction is a fun way for us to share the successes of our children and thank you for your prayers and financial support. To buy tickets, donate auction items, or make a donation, call 898-5520. More information is available at acch4kids.org.
Daddy, what's Infinity? This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Carson, my first grade daughter, has been asking me a lot about the number Infinity. Well, on January 24, 2016, Justin Chase of Capital OTC reported that the world's largest prime number had been discovered. You see, Curtis Cooper and his fellow researchers, while working on the GIMPS project, generating large prime numbers with supercomputers, were able to generate a prime number with 22,338,618 digits. Wow. I guess I'll have to share that with Carson the next time she asks me about infinity. But unless you're a researcher in the sciences, you probably are more concerned about day-to-day living. What I love about the book of Proverbs is that it informs our everyday. But even in that, I also see eternity. Take a look at this word in Proverbs 12:28. The way of the godly leads to life. In that path, there is no death. Friend, have you dealt with eternity?
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Roxanne Vineyard, the Director of Enrollment Management for Hope Christian Schools, is in studio with us. I mentioned earlier in the program that Terry Heisey, who's head of school, Connie Higgs is the middle school principal, and Linda Brazier visited with us here 4 or 5 weeks ago about what's going on at the school. And Terry, for example, and this is, I'm dating myself when I talk about Terry, but Terry was a high school basketball player at Hope. And I broadcast his state championship game, one of Jim Murphy's first wins as a high school basketball coach. I think Coach Murphy now is 17. And I think that he's been at the school as of next year, 40 years.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's a while. So, the reason I use that as part of my introduction now is that I mentioned my five children were all lifers. They started in kindergarten and went all the way through high school. Your retention at Hope is pretty significant.
It is. Retention is better than it's ever been. And so we're hoping to increase on that year by year. And just happy that our student body and our families are happy with what we're doing.
How does education change? I mean, I understand you like have a certain curriculum for math and a certain curriculum for English. Are there new and innovative ways that come out periodically that Hope will take advantage of?
Yes, absolutely. Because of the pandemic, we had to really step up our game in terms of technology. And so there's a lot more technology implemented into the classroom, but we still take a traditional approach in terms of, you know, students are still using textbooks, they're still writing things out by hand, but we're using technology to our advantage.
I posted a funny thing on Facebook that Santa is reading all your letters. But the only thing most of us are going to get are dictionaries because
yes.
We've forgotten how to write.
Absolutely.
I'm going to testify that my children know how to read, write, and arithmetic from Hope and also the advanced, you know, algebras. And, of course, you can see I have no background in any of that personally. I don't even know what a quadratic equation is, but they were doing all of that at Hope. How do people get in touch with you if they have questions about the school?
Yes, so we want people to call us, check our website. If you would like to speak to admissions, you can give us a call at 822-5399, and that is a 505 number, and then check our website, and we're happy to answer any questions you have.
There are people that I know there's Christian schools and communities all throughout New Mexico, and there is some association and some, you know, cooperation between the various schools. I remember we had some fun times playing basketball in the preseason with Christian school out of Las Cruces. So there's a lot of camaraderies, but there's things where people might want somebody might live in Las Cruces, but they might want to come to school in Albuquerque. You guys work that out. I know there's families that have even been sponsors of students.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have financial aid applications as well. So if students need financial help to be able to afford Hope, we do offer that. We have it open for this current school year, and our applications for financial aid for the 22-23 school year will open in December 1st.
Yeah. What happens? Can a high school student do some shadowing? Can they come on the campus and sit in on some classes?
Absolutely. For middle school and high school, we offer that opportunity. So they spend an entire school day on campus with a HOPE student who will host them and take them to lunch. They get to meet their social group and go to all of their classes.
Let's focus on middle school or high school for just a second. What's the HOPE difference? Why should parents select HOPE?
Absolutely. So we asked our parents, you know, why have you decided to invest in us? And their responses were very overwhelmingly positive. One thing that we've talked about a lot today is the community aspect in the Christian environment. But another really important aspect is the safety of the school, which is very important this day and age.
Yeah. And talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, you've tried not to make HOPE look like a fort, any of your campuses, but they have nice fencing. You have security, those kind of things in place.
Yes, we do have fences around all of our campuses, and we do have armed security as well. So our campuses are incredibly safe. We have security basically around the clock, so our students are in great hands.
You know what we don't have on our list here, and I should have put this down? You have a brand new elementary school facility.
Oh, it is beautiful and amazing. We'd love for everyone to come see it.
Well, I happen to have a little inside because my friend Paul Kinderdine built the school, and he actually built the middle school too. And this one is even more spectacular.
It's incredible. We just got our new playground equipment installed as well. So it's all just coming together, and it really allowed us to take additional students this year. We had such an increase of interest, and so we didn't have the physical space to put them in our portables, but with our new building, we were able to take way more families than we ever would have been.
Roxanne Vineyard's phone number or admissions is 505-822-5399. Your husband probably wouldn't appreciate me giving out your number. That's the school number, right? That's the school number for admissions at HOPE. Again, 505-822-5399. The website is hopechristianschool.org. You kind of view all your schools as the school.
Absolutely. So no matter what interest you have, what grade level, we can help you with anything.
Yeah. One of my favorite things, and I'm, again, kind of teasing my daughter in the other room, but the kindergarten teacher used to tell me, see the proud parent that I am, your kids take naps better than any of the other students. They would lay them down on these little mats like once a day or something. They said they'd have to wake all five of my kids up because they could like sleep through anything. Abby's laughing. I think it's fun. But we experienced a really nice, it was a great experience. The kids have all done well, you know, moving on to college and in their vocation. And, you know, I know that you're constantly, of course, with Terry Heisey. Terry Heisey's a pretty competitive guy. You don't know him like I know him. I've played basketball against that guy. But not only is he competitive, he's also inquisitive and interested. And he also learns from the people that work at HOPE. He doesn't have an attitude of knowing everything. And I really appreciate that about Terry. He really does a good job.
Yes, absolutely. No, our leadership team is stronger than ever. We work very closely together, and we're always looking for ways to improve the school. We don't think we're perfect. We know we can always do better, and that is definitely something that Terry is very passionate about.
Well, I know some of your board members. I know Lance is one of your board members, also a former student at HOPE. So you're also getting new, fresh people on the board that have been involved with HOPE for a long time.
Yes, yeah, so our board members are fantastic. They volunteer their time to help lead the school, and they all have had deep associations with HOPE. So the original kind of HOPE community and feel is something that we want to always have, and our board definitely sticks strong to that.
Roxanne, one more time, hopechristianschool.org. The phone number to admissions is 505-822-5399. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your time.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.